Pentagon, 50 troops diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries after Iran missile attack. By Christina Wong on January 29, 2020. The Pentagon on Tuesday evening released an updated number of United States service members who have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury, TBI, following a ballistic missile attack by Iran on an Iraqi base earlier this month. As of Tuesday, 50 U.S. service members have been diagnosed with TBI following the January 8 attack on Al-Azad Air Base, according to Pentagon spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Campbell. Of the 50, 31 were treated in Iraq and returned to duty. One was treated in Kuwait, but has returned to duty. 18 have been transported to Germany for further evaluation and treatment. The Department of Defense is committed to providing the American people timely and accurate information about the care and treatment of our service members, Campbell said. The department is committed to delivering programs and services intended to lead to the best possible outcomes for our service members who suffer any injury. As stated previously, this is a snapshot in time and numbers can change. We will continue to provide updates as they become available, he added. Campbell said no additional information is available at this time on any additional service members that may have been returned to the U.S. Democrats have argued that the TBI injuries show that President Trump was wrong when he said there were no American casualties resulting from Iran's attack, which came after he ordered the killing of Iranian Quds Force leader Major General Qasem Soleimani. Army General, retired, Don Bolduke, who is running for a Senate seat in New Hampshire, called on Democrats to not politicize the injuries. I'm very thankful that none of our men and women in uniform were killed by the recent rocket launched by the Iranians. But the effects of PTS/TBI are very serious and must be treated accordingly. I have dealt personally with the challenges of these injuries, and I know the President cares about and supports our troops, he said in a statement. I also know how shockingly little has been done to shine a light on these hidden injuries. So spare me the crocodile tears from the Democrats and Jean Shaheen, who voted to send Iran the money that paid for these rockets, he added. While she's obsessed with parsing every word President Trump says, I've yet to see Senator Shaheen criticize the Ayatollahs who launched this attack, he said. Follow Breitbart News Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.